Peter Robinson, you have an underreported story?
I do. There was a forum this week on Capitol Hill about anti-gay mm-hmm. violence, and I just find it stunning that in Seattle in 2015, this is something we're talking about. And one of the things that came out of the forum was an idea to have a nighttime shuttle to get lesbian gay people home from Pike Pine. And if you've been in Seattle for a while, it has shades of the Q Patrol in the 90s that had berets and combat boots and modeled themselves after the Guardian Angels. And I just find it stunning that this is happening right now. And it's also tied up with the gentrification and development in Capitol Hill, which is changing the neighborhood quite a lot.
And is there a statistical increase in hate crimes on Capitol Hill or in the city overall that we know of?
It has gone up, but the numbers are not big enough to draw conclusions. And there is a police argument that there may just be a change in awareness rather than an increase in the reported incidents.
You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and we are going over the week's overreported and underreported stories with our three guests, Emily Parkhurst of Puget Sound Business Journal, Peter Robison of Bloomberg News, and Joanne Lasoski of the Department of Communications at Pacific Lutheran University. Emily Parkhurst, what is your choice for underreported story?
You know, I think what one of the more underreported business stories in Seattle right now is the possible move by Expedia outside of Bellevue. And if Expedia leaves Bellevue, that's going to be a huge hit for the downtown corridor. You know, obviously they have their tower right there in downtown Bellevue, and that's a real flagship business for downtown Bellevue. It's been there for years, and it's a really important business for them. It's also got, you know, ties to Microsoft. Expedia spun out of Microsoft years and years ago. And so to lose Expedia from the east side would be a really, really big loss for that entire area. And they're talking, apparently, about moving to Seattle. And we have spoken to their CFO, who has confirmed that they are considering leaving Bellevue, but they have no intention of leaving the Puget Sound region. So the implication there is that they're looking at Seattle. One of the things that we have heard is that they're considering the Amgen campus, which is about the size that they're looking for. I think it's 750,000 square feet. And that's about the size that they're looking for their entire campus.
Well, thanks for drawing our attention to it. Joanne Lasoski, what is your underreported story?
I know that I thought it was surprising we didn't get that much information about SHB 1068, a bill that passed the House on March 2nd that mandates that rape kits must be tested. It mandates that something that police do routinely during rapes or during accusations of rape, that they have to test them. They don't just get to collect them.
So the idea is that these things get collected and then they just sit somewhere?
I think there's recent reporting across the country that there are thousands of these rape kits in different police stations across the country that have never been tested.
And what is a rape kit exactly?
Emily's much more attuned in this.
So I was a volunteer advocate for many years for a sexual assault center in another state, and it's a very long process. It takes between 5 and 7 hours in some cases to collect this evidence. It's incredibly invasive for the victim, and it really is a very serious evidence collection. So it's a program that has a certain cost associated with it. They collect these, and then in a lot of cases, tens of thousands of them just sit, and they're never tested. The DNA is never tested. And, you know, in some cases, it's because the victim
chooses not to,
but in a lot of cases, that's not always true.
Wow. And it's amazing to think of putting a victim through such an invasive and lengthy process and then doing nothing with it in some cases.
And it's not just in our state that this is happening, but we have put forward a bill at this point to try to mandate that something gets done about it.
Well, the bill mandating the processing of rape kits, that's Joanne Lasoski's nominee for underreported story of the week.